Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
The Bears reported to training camp in Bourbonnais Wednesday, determined to make a big jump in the second year under general manager Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox.
These practices are going to be really good for us. You know, we're out of our comfort zone. We're not at Halas Hall. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. That defense is going to be flying around. I can tell you that right now. It won't all be pretty, but that's what training camp's for.
The teams that Fox previously coached in Carolina and Denver both made major improvements in their second season, and that's a trend that he hopes continues with the Bears in 2016.
There's a whole lot less questions this year than there were last year, in my mind. This thing's fluid. You know, the roster changes. You know, a lot of things change through this process. We added Jake Delhomme in Carolina. We made a big jump. Granted, we added Peyton Manning, but you know, to me, we added a bunch of players. It's not just the quarterback, and I think we've done similar things, and we'll see where it takes us.
The Bears will be on the practice field for the first time Thursday. One player who won't be on the field initially is outside linebacker Pernell McPhee, who will start training camp on the PUP list.
You know, the good thing, Dan, was he came in at a really good weight today, so I know he's been working hard over the summer, so that's very encouraging. And really, in the OTAs, he wasn't doing a lot of football stuff. He was doing stuff more on the side with our strength and conditioning coaches. So now it's just going to be kind of, hey, Nate and Jason, how do you feel as we build him back in? Instead of just throwing him out there right away with full-speed football drills.
For more Bears content from training camp, stick with ChicagoBears.com and download our official Chicago Bears app.